Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we've been saying all morning here on the show, there is just 24 hours before America goes to the polls to elect the next president of the United States. And our reporter Josh Crosby is in Florida and has been meeting with some Republican voters to hear their views.
Have you voted already?
Yeah. Trump.
And this is your first time voting?
Yes.
And why have you decided to give Trump your backing?
He did good last time and I need to be able to afford a house.
So how are you feeling about the upcoming election?
Tired of hearing about it. I get more text messages from everybody.
Make sure you voted and all this?
Yeah, just, oh, this is going to happen if you vote for this person or vote for that person.
Who are you backing?
Trump.
What is it about Trump that you want to see him re-elected?
Because he made my bank account look good at the end. And then when he got voted out, it went down the toilet.
I'm pretty excited, but worried a little bit about the integrity of it all. Not sure, something's going to happen. I won't feel comfortable till it's all over.
You don't have trust in the system?
I don't have trust in the system, no. Because I've seen it, and I've seen
how it can be manipulated. What have you seen?
Manipulation of the system, basically, when a candidate can literally use the federal government, Justice Department, to go after his opponent with what I think are charges that have never been brought on people before, and then having district attorneys and, all funded and supported by somebody like Soros or the Democratic Party.
I'm a Republican by my registration, but I have voted Democrat before, but not lately.
What are the reasons that you want change?
Well, our country's going in the wrong way. I'm just nervous. I mean, I have kids, I have grandkids, and I want them to have the kind of country that I grew up in. And right now, that's not that way.
And talk to me about the integrity of the system.
That's kind of embarrassing, really, that a country like this would have that kind of stuff happening. Yeah. So hopefully it's better this year.
But whatever the result, you accept it?
I have to. I'm an American. That's the great thing about our country. But it doesn't mean you have to like it. But hopefully, for our country's sake, I'm hoping it's going to turn out good.
Very interesting how people within America view the judicial system, the electoral system, all of that. Really a lot of changes in attitudes over the last number of years there. That is Josh Crosby coming to you from Florida. And the whole News Talk team are out in the States, in the swing states, in New York. And we will bring you coverage throughout the next 3 days of the US election, including News Talk Breakfast being on air from 6 a.m. on Wednesday. And as I say, our reporters out across the swing states in America. For more on this, I am joined now by Scott Lucas, Professor of US and International Politics at the Clinton Institute in UCD. Good morning to you, Scott. Do you agree that it's too close to call?
Oh, yeah. where we are 24 hours before in-person voting is that you've got the seven swing states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan in the north, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada in the Sun Belt. Those are the key states that will decide the election. In six of the seven states, the margin between Harris and Trump is less than 2%. In five of those states, it's less than 1%. And in each of those states, you have multiple variables. You heard a snapshot from Florida, but you could talk about which way young women will vote,
sure,
which way young men would vote. You could talk about blacks, Hispanics, talk about urban versus rural. Any shift in any one of those variables could be the difference, where tens of thousands of votes may be the difference.
Yeah. And it is, you're quite right. I mean, people are predicting an upsurge in a youth vote, in a women's vote. But equally, there's lots of talk that Trump has polled significantly better than expected among Hispanics and among black people. Trump does tend to underperform in polls. There has been previously, particularly in the 2016 election, a silent Trump voter?
I don't think Trump voters are silent now.
Well,
I think, as you heard from that clip there, you've got folks who not only are backing Trump, but they're magnifying the whole conspiracy theories, the whole thing about judicial and legal system. So I think both sides are there in turn. And I think the key here is turnout. In 2016, the Democrats lost the election, not because Trump surged, but because they didn't turn out voters, especially in the key state of Michigan. In 2020, they won because you had the highest turnout in U.S. history since 1900. What we're seeing from early voting is that you have had 74 million people vote, which is about 44% of the total in 2020. If that turnout on election day matches that of 2020 or exceeds it, then I think you make that a slight favorite for Harris rather than Trump, because we know the Trumpists will come out and vote, but we weren't sure that Democrats, whether or not they would sit on their hands.
Okay, so the demographics might work in their favor. Should we see Harris win? You said that that could obviously happen. The fallout from that, from Donald Trump, from his supporters, how would you see that going, Scott, if you had to predict?
I mean, we need to call this out, not only as an analyst, but we need to call it out both in the U.S. and Ireland to be prepared for what's going to happen. And that is, Trump will call the election illegitimate, as he did in 2020. He will launch a series of legal cases, as he did in 2020. He will likely lose all but one of those more than 60 cases, as he did in 2020. He'll put pressure on state governments to overturn their votes. He'll press Republicans in Congress to block the transfer of power. Here's the difference from 2020. If his supporters go out on the streets and if they turn violent, will he call them out and tell them to stop, or will he implicitly support them by calling them patriots, as he did with the Capitol attack less than 4 years ago?
And do you have a view on which of those roads he might take?
He's going to go all the way, because, and let me tell you why. First of all, Donald Trump will never accept he loses. But secondly, remember this. If Donald Trump loses this election, he is already a convicted felon facing sentencing. And if he loses this election, then the other felony cases can proceed as well. So Donald Trump will, in his words, fight like hell to overturn the election, not only to try to get back into the White House, but to potentially stay out of prison.
Okay. So on that note, should there be a Harris victory, we are looking at probably deeply troubled times for America.
Yes. You know, America has been politically damaged for quite a while. It's gotten worse in the past decade. But there is a glimmer of light, and that is that good Americans, and I know a lot of them on all sides, you know, beyond Republican versus Democrat or vice versus left, they don't want the damaging future. They want health. They want housing. They want education. They want jobs. And they do want the system that has stood for almost 250 years. Okay. I hope the media pays as much attention to them as they do to one of the two candidates in this race.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Scott Lucas, their professor of U.S. and international politics at the Clinton Institute in UCD.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.